Wait, that's not my theme music. What's that?
Oh, wait.
Milton Duggar's in the house. Did you change my theme music, man? What is that about? We're going to take a short break and go back. My dear friend Milton Duggar is here.
Hello,
Gumption
man.
Records, the soul man of Baltimore. Yeah. We'll talk about his event coming up. Lewis Law is with him. So stay with us as we do that in the first hour of our program. Then we take a look at TSA and the airports. And have you had your latest pat down lately and what that means for America? And look at some other issues as well. Will Barack Obama be a one-term president? What about tax cuts? People are talking about that. Our tax cuts for only the wealthy, we should say. We'll get to all that and more than, of course, a couple hours. But first, we got to take a break. Go to WEA Traffic, check on the roads, and look for my theme music, would you? Be right back.
Heavy traffic remains on that beltway. Can't even say west side or north side, all the way around pretty much at this point. A service of Advil PM 95 to 70, dealing with 16 miles per hour. That's about the best you're going to get. Now, it does move up into the low 20s once you pass the triple bridges through Liberty, but that continues slow all the way out toward the 95 stretch in Rosedale. Had a disabled vehicle that was tying things up on the Harrisburg Expressway southbound, just past Timonium Road on your approach to the beltway ramps. Looks like it just got pushed off to the left shoulder, but you're still finding slowing from prior to Pedonia down to the Beltway system. 70 crawling between the bridge and the Beltway as you make your way both in or into and out of the Beltway system. Accident getting attention along Cathedral at Franklin in the city, also Frederick at Warwick. Matt Taka, Baltimore area traffic.
Darling for ever.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Stein. Let that roll for just a minute on the rest a little bit, man, just so we can hear, get a little flavor for the moment, flavor for the hour coming up. Milton Duggar's in the studio, founder of Gumption Records. Gumption Records is that legendary classic soul doo-wop label in Baltimore, headed by Mr. Milton Duggar. One of the lights of that is the Blue Lights, or part of the Blue Lights, right?
That's
Lewis,
right.
Lewis Law in the studio with him as well. Good to have you with us, man.
So glad to be here.
Now that's the that's
so
the sound,
glad to be anywhere.
Well, at our age, I guess that's true.
Right. So glad to be still standing. Or am I sitting? Oh, yes, I'm sitting.
You're sitting, Milton.
Very
sitting.
Good, thank you. Folks, remind me of these things.
Okay. You can join us here at 410-319-8888. We are here to talk with Milton Duggar about TSA and security in America. Oh, no.
No, wrong show.
Wrong
that's
show.
The next hour.
It's next hour.
I don't want to be patted down.
No,
okay,
seriously.
Don't go there.
All right. Won't go there. Folks, we want you to join us here at 410-319-8888. Now, you may have grown up with soul music. You may not have grown up with soul music. You may be too young to have grown up with soul music. But it is, even in some ways, when you listen to hip-hop and songs coming out in the world today, there's an underpinning of soul to the hip-hop that we hear. Jazz and soul are deeply connected. Rhythm and blues and soul are deeply connected. Blues and soul are deeply connected. And it was the music of a generation from the 1950s to 1970s, and it's still here. And Milton's one of those folks who have been producing this now for over 40 years?
Well, I've been involved in it one way or the other, once as an artist, and then a band leader, and then a president of a record label called
Gumption.
Bay Sound.
Right.
Those
Bay
two
Sound,
records
right.
that we just heard are Bay Sound recordings. We went back to the future there, 1967. 68.
That song was from 67?
That's right. Love is the Thing.
Literally from 67.
Yes. The first one, Love is the Thing, features yours truly and the Chaumont's band. We'd gone into the studio, Mark, to just do a little audition tape. And at the end of it, a fella named Martin Hebron, who was our guitar player, had us play a song he had written that was an original thing. The only original thing we did, the rest of it was copies or rather.
Covers and stuff.
Covers, right. And somehow, this thing grew from just a demo to founding a record label, and that went on for 5 years. So we have a CD called The Bay Sound Story.
I had that 67 CD.
67 to 72.
That you gave to me when we did that show together once many years back.
Yes. It's not in the trash, is it?
No, no. I'd never throw your music in the trash, bro.
Don't throw me away. Through the years, I retired from that position and focused on my job. And then about 1988, 89, a fellow named Eric March, I think you might know
him. Funeral home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He came to me with a project that he called Needlessly, Us Killing Us. He said, Milton, I'm tired of burying all these young people, and I want to do an album, and I'm going to bring you out of mothballs. Those were his exact words. And I'm going to put you back in the record business. And he founded a label called Port Town, and we did an album called Needlessly. And
do you have that with you?
I went, no, I didn't bring that because that belongs to him, and I don't.
He wouldn't mind.
I resurrected some guys for him, a fellow by the name of Robert Bell, who helped him make that Needlessly poem into a song. And Bell has been a key part of original songs that we've used through the years on Bay Sound and then later on Gumption Records. So after we finished that project, we discovered a girl named Lolita. And since he was finished with what he wanted to do, I said, you know, I think I'm going to start this again. I think I've got the gumption to try this music thing again. And so with Lolita, we began Gumption Records. And this is our 20th anniversary. And coming up Saturday night, we're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Gumption Records at St. Mary's Hall, 5500 York Road, with a lot of the people that we'll be talking about throughout this hour.
And you're doing it the old-fashioned way, the old way. People bring their setups and
yes,
their own
yes,
food.
And that's right.
If you'll have the setups. People
we'll
bring
have the
their
setup
own.
To bring your own food.
And bring your own food and anything else you want to indulge in. Well, within reason.
Yes. A church hall. And we're going to have live the Blue Lights. Yep. 43 years later. There still is the Blue Lights, and two of the original members are still performing with us.
Now, Louis Laws, have you been with the Blue Lights that long?
No, he wasn't born then.
I didn't.
Now, wait a minute. I was probably born.
Right.
But
too young to sing.
I remember listening to that song forever. That was a very, very popular song. For
yes,
us.
It was, darling.
And,
yes, hello.
And that brought us, brought my whole generation together, literally.
Yes.
So yes. Let's do this. I know you want to have some sounds. I'd like to kind of go back to where we just left off for a minute.
Sure.
Let's hit Forever again for a second.
Okay.
And then, how do you want to juxtapose that with a new piece?
We'll go right to Lady A, who's going to be featured.
All right, can we do that?
Yep, they've got it all set up. They know it better than I do.
No, that's been good across class because since you didn't give them something typed out, man, you just wrote it all out. You kind of give the people a chance to get it together over there.
Oh, they're fine. They've played the first two accurately well, so there's no problem with that.
All right, here we go. The boss across class says we're ready. We do that one. Let's just bring us a scratch CD, Milton.
Oh my goodness.
Well, nothing's forever.
Well, we can.
But maybe I might just be a player. He will. Brian is a master at it. He will get it together here in a minute.
All right.
And make that work.
Because actually,
so you know, you say that was your voice on this Forever, wasn't it?
No, on the first one, Love is the Thing.
Love is the Thing.
Now this is the voice of Lee Gordon, the original singer who sang on the original version. Under Gumption, we came back with Forever, and this is the updated version of it.
Darling, forever, forever, you can break my heart, take my love for granted. But I'll play the part of a fool. Hey, if I could be with you forever. Darling, forever.
you can torment me. Take my love for granted, honey.
Now.
Yeah, you remember Lee. Lee came over
yes.
when we were over the other house, and regrettably, he passed away in 2009, he but he'd been the voice of the Blue Lights. But the lights keep shining.
I mean, that sound, I mean, that soul sound, that particular song.
Yes, sir.
Whew. I mean, people of a certain age, that takes you back to a time of Blue Lights in the basement.
Yes, sir.
You hope the parents didn't come downstairs.
They didn't want to be. Oh, shucks. But yes, the blue, that's where we came up with the name, Blue Lights for the group. Okay.
I told my wife that today.
Yeah.
She said, Blue Lights. I said, yeah, right. Blue Lights is what we had in the basement
that's
back
right. then.
Back in the day.
If you had any lights at all.
If you had any lights at all. If you could pay the gas electric bill, you had some blue lights in the basement. Now maybe you had some candles.
Yes. So with Gumption Records, we came ahead and we did, in 2000, a CD featuring a young lady by the name of Lady A. And she happens to be the wife, now widow, of Corey Brooks, who was my musical director.
Right.
Corey did all the music that you heard on that updated version of Forever.
He mixed it.
The second, no, he made it.
He made
every note of music.
He wrote
there.
It.
No, he did all of the musical playing. He's playing the drums.
He made it, literally. Okay, now we understand each other.
Yes,
it took a while.
And he did that with his wife's record. It's called, we did a version of My Man. Mm-hmm. The old song that was done by Billie Holiday and many others.
Can you sing it?
And so, no, but we can get our engineer to play that. My Man is a special song. It happened. I asked her to sing this song, actually, Mark, because it was a favorite song of my mother's. And when we asked Corey to sit down and come up with an arrangement for it also, and all of this is done on the keyboards, okay? So...
What's this song we're listening to now, man?
Well, let me say this. That's okay, too, because that's the other lady who's going to be with us on the show. That's the voice of Sheila Ross. And Sheila Ross was the lead singer with the Royalettes. And the Royalettes is the group that won the show. Well, Buddy Dean, remember that guy?
I do.
Had a big talent hunt, and the Royalettes were the winners.
I remember the Royalettes really well.
But they
got a national name in those
yes,
days.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
No question about it.
Right.
Now, this is a song from the Umbrellas of Cherbourg called Watch What Happens. But actually, Mr. Engineer, what we really wanted to play from her is number 11 on that same CD. Number 11 is a song that later on came back under a lady named Denise Williams, who has some ties with Morgan State.
Well, let's hear this bit and you can tell us about those ties. Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Mark, when Sheila and the girls got to recording for the MGM record label, they met a fella there by the name of Teddy Randazzo, who'd been a good buddy with Alan Freed, believe
me. Alan Freed,
the
crazy man himself.
But Teddy was quite a songwriter, he and a partner. And he wrote that song, It's Gonna Take a Miracle, and these ladies recorded. And coming Saturday night, Sheila's going to be there to reprise that number.
So this is what is really dawning on me, listening to these pieces. Like we just played the piece with Stephanie and the Royalettes.
Right.
And this piece you just played now.
Sheila.
Sheila's piece.
Yes.
That these pieces grew out of Baltimore, but these became national hits.
No question, this did.
This is...
Oh, yes. The same fellow who wrote this wrote Going Out of My Head for Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Well,
Teddy Randazzo became quite a songwriter and producer.
What was his name again?
Teddy Randazzo.
And what happened to him?
Regrettably, he ended his career. Well, he didn't end his career. He passed away soon after I had contacted him about doing one of his numbers on one of our records. And he sent me the lyrics. And
he's a Baltimore boy, too.
No, he was a New Yorker.
He's a New Yorker.
Yes, but he worked with Sheila Ross, who's going to come out with us on Saturday night to reprise this number.
The other Ross.
Yes, the real Ross.
The real Ross.
The Ross who was first. The Baltimore Ross.
The Baltimore
that's,
Ross.
That's right. That comes from the Baltimore Baron of Rhythm and Blues. You can take it from me first.
You are the Baltimore Baron, right?
Well, a guy up in Philadelphia gave me that mantle. The fellow who does our mastering of the records decided that that's what I should be called.
Now, Milton, someone just wrote in who wants to know. I can't say everything they said about you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not good for radio.
You know I'm not kidding. He wants to know where you can buy your music. You can't tell him how much. We're not allowed to talk prices on public radio.
Right.
But where can they? Where can
easiest they, is CDBaby.com.
CDBaby.com.
That's right. CDBaby.com is probably the biggest independent distributor today for music. There are no more one stops or.
I want to say that, you know, we're listening to this right now, and the sounds you're hearing are produced by Gumption Records. Milton had his hand in almost every piece you hear here.
Except for the Teddy Randazzo. I can't.
I mean, just in terms of. You know, what I want people to understand is that the sound they're hearing is such a well-done sound. When you these CDs, I might have them all. I listen
Thank
to them
you,
still.
Sir. Thank you.
And they're just CDs that they're as good as they play anywhere else.
Thank you.
Whether it's Motown
and
sound.
And they're made right here
and
in
made
Baltimore.
Right here in Baltimore.
Recorded right here in Baltimore. In fact, a quick story about that first CD, the first 45 that we did, The Love is the Thing, was recorded right on 1130 East Cold Spring Lane at what was then called Recordings Incorporated. Later became Flight 3.
Flight 3, yeah, right down the road.
That's
here.
Right. And they, the engineer was a fellow who was just out of Baltimore Polytechnic Institute who went on to become one, and is still, not, he is still one of the top engineers and producers, George Massenberg. Well, when I met him in 67, he was just floating around. One night.
Well, I was floating around in 67.
One night we went in there, Mark, and he was literally putting together the four-track recording machine as we were recording. Today, he is the make of expensive sound recording equipment through George Massenberg Laboratories.
So this kind of labor of love for you.
Yes,
I mean, because you've had a career as a successful man in insurance and sales, all the things you've done over the years, as your own business.
And teaching.
Mm-hmm. Done quite well in both.
Yes.
But this business may not have floated your mortgage for
That's
your
right.
life, but it is. But this is your passion.
Yes. From the 10th row of the Royal Theater.
Oh my God.
From 1954 through its closing.
Well, I didn't step into the Royal Theater until 1958, nine.
That's a good year.
Yeah. That was the first
Those
time
were
I
good
yeah,
times. Yeah, right. Those were really good times. Today,
the Royal
of course,
Theater was the most amazing place.
Yes, it was. Magic happened. You escaped from the world. Once you went inside there, and when the curtain opened, it was magic.
You know, it's interesting. I was just in, in July, I was in Denver with one of our new media partners that I work with that do the second hour of our show on television called Free Speech TV.
Yes.
And their office is in the old Five Points neighborhood, mm-hmm. which is the old black neighborhood yes. of Denver. Every town in the country had its Apollo, had its Royal
yes,
Theater.
That's right.
I mean, they were everywhere, and that was the circuit.
Yes.
And we had ours.
Yes.
It was a very special place.
Yes, it was. It was really...
I mean, everybody came there. I mean, can yes, you imagine? Like, people, I mean, when you, if you went to the Royal Theater, you saw everybody from James Brown to Aretha yes. Franklin. You named
Ray Charles.
Sam Cooke.
I think I told you the story.
Tell us
asked,
again.
Someone has asked me who's the most dynamic or exciting or best act you've ever seen, and I said that the only person I know who could sit on a stool and rock the house was a man named Sam Cooke. He was a phenomenal entertainer, businessman, songwriter. He was suave and debonair, quite a talent, really, of all the people. And I saw them all. But
the coasters.
Really something special with the coasters were called the clown princes, the rock and roll, and they could clown around.
They could. Yes. What a great stage show they
yes,
had.
Yes, nothing.
Incredible
like
actor
it.
They had.
That's right. So I was there from 12 noon until 6 o'clock on a Saturday and had a whole row of friends there with me, and we had a very good time. And that's what we're talking about, replicating Saturday night over at St. Mary's Hall. No, it's not the Royal Theater. But those who come out will have that feeling all over again. And we are going to have...
What time does it start?
It starts at 6:30. Doors will open at 6 and run till 11 o'clock because, you see, the seniors want to be in bed by midnight, and we make sure that they're out of the building and on their way home.
Oh, how times change.
To arrive by midnight. Yes, those who used to not even remember or go out of the house until midnight definitely want to be in there now. We've had a change in the show, Mark, because... The ladies in Rhapsody have been hit by bad fortune. One was in an automobile accident, and the other one was in had a health problem come about.
Sorry.
So Rhapsody will be unable to be with us. But we have a good old buddy of mine coming in with his blues band.
Who's that?
Charles Big Daddy Stallings.
Oh, Big
and
Daddy.
The blues band.
That's
and
a great that's band.
And believe it or not, in Baltimore, Charles Stallings, as a musician, started out playing guitar in my Showmont's band in the early 1970s.
I can't believe that. Why wouldn't I believe that?
And so he's quite a guy. We've got Dennis Fisher along with Lee Jeffers and Sheila Ross. And hey, it doesn't get it. We've got Tommy the Man Van.
Tommy
yes,
Van?
Yes. He liveth.
That's
they
right.
keep asking me, is he still? Of course he's still, not only is he alive,
he's still singing.
He's better than ever.
Well,
looks
you know,
good.
It gets better with age. Ethel Ennis was on our show last night.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And she can still, I mean, she's her voice is just blows me away.
Oh, yes. Well,
blows
yes.
me away.
The Red Fox.
On Pennsylvania
yes,
Avenue.
Yes, Fulton.
Pennsylvania and Fulton.
Yes,
410-319-8888. Join us here. Milton Duggar is here. The man who created Gumption Records, Blue Lights, and, of course, the Lewis Law. Singing with yes. Blue Lights is with us. We'll play a little yes. Blue Lights here in a minute. Let's open the phones at 410-319-8888. Your thoughts about soul music, your thoughts about Gumption Records, your thoughts about Milton Duggar. No, I'm dead. 410-319-88. I can only do this because Milton and I are old friends.
Yes.
410-319-8888 is the number here. Maybe you went to the Royal Theater. Want to share that? Maybe you're younger. The Royal Theater's been gone a while, and maybe yes. soul music still speaks to you, and we can talk a bit about the role of soul music in our music and changing the culture of America, and the opening of soul music with the end of the battle to end segregation, the opening of America,
that's
all
right.
fit into the era of soul music.
Exactly.
410-319-8888. Let's go to Linda in Catonsville. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Well, I just want to say hello and God bless to all of you bringing back all these beautiful memories. And look, you got my attention when you played that song.
Oh, right.
You know, Forever.
Yes.
And look, you're talking about Blue Lights in the Basement. We had it going on.
I know you did.
But look, the Royal Theater.
Yes, ma'am.
Back in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Look, the Marvelettes, the mm-hmm. Contours. I remember Big Show, Tommy Hunt.
Yes.
Oh, man. They had it. I mean, it was. But those were the good old times.
Yes.
And this is why I love Dr. Doo-Wop when he was on Saturday morning.
He was a wonderful man.
Big Jim on Saturday morning. I listened because those songs bring back so many beautiful memories. And those songs was rooted and grounded in love. They wasn't singing about lust. It was about love, and you could feel, you know, the love and the sincerity when they sang those songs. And it was so beautiful, and I really wish we could go back. Everybody was family. Everybody loved and looked out for one another. It was just beautiful.
Well, look, you need to come on and join us on Saturday night by giving me a call at 410-938-8411. That's 410-938-8411, because guess who's going to be there? Dr. Doo-Wop's coming out to be with me.
Is he going to be there?
Yes, he is.
I love that man.
And
he's
guess
such a
who
good
else
man.
Is going to be there?
Who's that?
My main man, the big one, Big Jimmy, is coming out to be with us. And if we're lucky, he's going to wear his red suit.
I heard you say that.
that Saturday night. 410-938-8411.
You were on Big Jim's show when you said, I remember
right.
you, about his red suit.
Yes.
He only said we could still fit into it.
Yeah. Good listener, Mark.
I listen to Big Jim. I love his show.
Yes,
incredible show here on WEA every Saturday morning. But you know what Linda was saying is true before we go to the next caller.
Yes.
Ken in Capitol Heights and Renee in Baltimore.
Ooh.
Is that soul music, one of the things about that music in that period of time, there was a romance about the music.
Yes.
It was about a romantic feeling between men and women. As Jimmy Heath, I keep talking about because I did an interview with Jimmy Heath last week, and I'm still thinking about the interview because he was such a heavyweight thinker about life, music in America, and our social context of all that. But he's saying that music back in the day, whether it was jazz or, and some of the blues didn't, some of the blues was pretty bad too, but most jazz and soul music was respectful of women.
Yes.
And was about love between men and women.
Yes.
Not using the B word, not calling people.
No.
It was a very different scene, different feel.
Yes.
To the music. Different feel to the sensibility and to the sensuality of the moment.
Yes, indeed. No question about that. I buy everything you're selling, Mark.
I wasn't trying to sell anything, Milton.
We're gonna find Lady A with My Man while we're in between talking with the next person.
So, we're gonna take a very brief break.
Okay.
So, Ken in Capitol Heights, when we come back with your question about Chuck Jackson,
all right,
we're gonna come right back to you, and then Renee and Pinky, it was somebody I think you know.
Okay, drummer
is on the list. All right. 410-319-8888. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. We'll be back with Milton Duggar and Lewis Law. We can't let the man be so quiet. We should come back. Bring him out here.
He's best kept quiet.
Uh-oh. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. All of that I'll soon forget.
That's beautiful, Milton.
Yeah, this one we got to let play a little bit.
All right.
This is Corey with his wife, Lady A.
Well, let's play a little bit more then.
Yeah.
The Master Cecil.
What am I to do? Oh, my man, I love. My life is just this.
What'd you say, Lewis Law?
Two phenomenal talents working together.
Unbelievable. What a voice, too.
Again, all that music is by her husband, the late, great Corey Brooks.
Is he on the piano? Was he on the piano just then?
The strings, the drums, the bass, all played.
On the keyboard.
We used to call him Fingers.
That's,
and that's Lady A.
That's right.
Worth the price of admission anytime, anywhere you see or hear the name Lady A.
So they're going to let you have blue lights in the church?
Yes, we're going to have blue lights and red lights and green lights too. Bright lights, shall we say.
We don't want them too bright now.
That's all Saturday night, man, over at St. Mary of the Assumption Hall, 6:30 to 11. Lady A, you've just heard her. You've heard the very fine voice of Sheila Ross. You've heard the Blue Lights, who we'll get back to.
Which we'll get back to in a minute.
But right about now, you wanted to talk to somebody. You said you had
lots of people. A lot of people called in.
Well, we better talk.
We better talk.
Yes, sir.
410-319-8888. Milton Duggar's here. Lewis Law is here. Singing with the Blue Lights now. And,
yes, he is.
The man who helped create all that is Milton Duggar. He's right here. Gumption Records. Saturday night is the night to be out there. And if you like 50 and under, you should come out.
Yes.
And then just dance to this music.
Yes.
Slow.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy it.
No question about
410-319-8888. Ken in Capitol Heights, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
All right. Right.
Welcome. Welcome.
Wait, this is the bass man, isn't it?
This is a good show.
Thank you.
This sounds like the bass man. I think somebody's playing with me.
No, it's not the bass man.
Empty stomach. Bass man got an empty stomach.
Well, we're glad you're enjoying us, Ken.
Oh man, this is great. Yeah, you know, I'm from Boston. You know, but
well, hello.
A lot of these acts came to a place called the Boston Arena.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And quite often, man, they would say that they were on their way down there.
The Royal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to the Royal.
Yep.
They would go to the Royal or
Howard in Washington.
The Howard Theater,
Howard in,
right.
Exactly.
Or the Uptown in Philly.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, or the Regal in Chicago.
Look right. out. He's got
the
them all.
The Chipman Circuit.
did you ever do anything with Chuck Jackson?
Yeah. Watch him perform. Met him first time at the Royal Theater in my 10th row seat from the back. You know, that's my story, and
okay.
I'm sticking to it. And Chuck Jackson came down one week, Ken, and he just knocked him dead at the Apollo. And, you know, the stage show worked where there were four, five, six acts, and depending upon the order of the act, you got to sing two songs or three songs, or if you were the star, maybe you do five.
Right.
And Chuck Jackson came down the first week, and he did I Don't Want to Cry and The Flip of It. And they took him off stage after that. We thought he was great. However, the next time Chuck-a-Luck came down, he was the star of the show. And he was doing things like I Wake Up Crying. And he was quite, and still is. He's performing in the New England area.
Still
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they say he's as good as ever. And Tommy Hunt, his record label buddy, works out of England today. He's been in Baltimore as recently as 2008.
That's right.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ken. Did you want to have that? Were you finished with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm finished.
All right, great.
All right.
Thank you for holding on. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
410-319-8888. Renee, you're on the air.
Don't walk away, Renee.
Hey.
Oh, what a song.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just have a couple comments and a couple
Great.
Questions. The first comment is that this was a very dignified time for African Americans. The dress code was exquisite. respect that people carried was out of this world for
yes,
themselves.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Secondly, where can tickets be purchased? And are you Mr. Milton Duggar that taught at Eastern High School in 1970?
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
And Clifton Park Junior High before that. Yes. Good talking to you. Just give us a call at 410-938-8411. That's 410-938-8411. And, yeah, we did a thing. Miss Betty Williams, the principal at Eastern, allowed us to do what was called a pillow concert. and it featured the Blue Lights.
In 1970.
That's right.
I love it. But and what you what Renee what you said, Renee, I think is also true. There was again, it's just a tenor of the time. The times were different.
Yes.
And so even the boys on the corner.
That's right.
In 1965, 1960, mm-hmm. they might have been bad, but they were clean.
Yes.
You know, making the crease in your pants.
Yes.
Polishing your shoes.
Yes.
It was a symbol of something, a symbol of kind of self-respect.
Yes, it was.
And I think what's happened now in our shoes today is that the prison culture, I say this all the time, I'll say it again. The
yes.
prison culture mm-hmm. has taken over as street culture masquerading itself as black culture.
Yes.
Which and is that is, our shoots.
Someday we will be glad that the masquerade is over.
Thank you so much for that call, Renee. See you Saturday night. Blue Lights, 410-319-8888. Pinky and Glen Burnie, you're on the air.
Sir.
Pinky Harris.
Yes, sir.
The drummer for the Gumption Recording Band.
How you doing, Pinky?
All right.
Great.
Yes, sir. I know you know about this stuff through your dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
You know, Plan B beside Corey Brooks,
yes.
Clayton McClendon,
mm-hmm.
Paul John.
Oh, boy. It's a fun time, isn't it, man?
Yes, sir.
And old Denny Fisher.
Dennis Fisher.
All the way back to the beginning with the Showmans goes Dennis
yes,
Fisher.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yes, let me just say one thing. You know, when Pinky and the boys get together and they're on stage, they sound like a full band. I'm talking about there's only maybe about three or four of them
mm-hmm.
On the stage. But they provide such a big sound. You'd think that, I mean, I could see Duke Ellington competing against
him. He's stretching the point a bit, don't you think, Pinky? That's a little much, huh?
Hey, Milton.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm thinking about the show with, you know, the show with my man. They called me Shorty.
Yeah.
Pookie Hudson.
Pookie Hudson.
Yes,
that's right.
In the Spaniel.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We used to do stuff with them, Mark.
Oh, that's right.
We had a fun time with Pookie Hudson.
Did you bring any of that with you? Hmm? You have any Pookie with you?
No, I didn't bring Pookie. I'm sorry.
That's all right, man.
We're just talking about Saturday night, you know. But,
I'm just pushing the envelope just a little bit. Just pushing the envelope.
It's okay. Push the envelope.
You know?
Would you put that envelope back in your pocket?
Yes. But you don't know what's in this envelope.
Hey, Pookie.
Hey, Milton, am I bringing the pretty drums?
You're bringing the pretty drums. And if you don't mind, we've got James Taylor and Mark St. Pierre who are going to use them with you. Is that all right?
That's what I'm talking
that's
going about.
That's going to be some music. And then we've got Charlie Stallings Blues Band. It's going to be up there.
Again.
So we're going to have a good time.
That's
in fact, speaking of Charlie Stallings, the engineers got up a cut that Charlie Stallings wrote that is featured. The featured singer is Tommy the Man Van.
Well,
so Tommy's not stuck back in the 60s. Tommy did this with us.
And when we come back, we'll go right. Pinky, thanks so much for being part of the show. And
thanks,
Saturday
Pinky.
Night is your night. And when we come back from this little bit of music, we'll go right to Mary, who has a comment about the Royal Theater. Stay with us. Aha.
Look out now. Yes, indeed. I can feel it, baby. I don't know about you. What you doing out there? You feel all right? Come on and clap your hands. That's it. Hey, keep on now. Oh, sounding good. Oh, sing it, girls.
When I heard the sounds of that old-fashioned call.
we can expect some of that Saturday night?
Yes, sir. The old-fashioned funk. 410-938-8411. 410-938-8411.
That's the number for tickets, folks.
That's the number for tickets.
Somebody just worried about that
exactly,
again.
Exactly, because we've only got 20 tables of 10.
Only 20 tables of 10.
So you can play around and miss it.
You need a bigger arena. You can fill up 100 tables of 10.
Well, we'll see about that. Baltimore hasn't been great in coming out these days, our older crowd particularly. But this is a safe, wholesome environment for anybody who's been looking to come out and have it the way it was. All right.
Where is it again? St. Mary's?
It's at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church Hall. 5500 York Road, 6:30 to 11 p.m. So you old folks can get home by midnight. Because, you know, live on stage, in person, the Blue Lights, Lady A, Charles Big Daddy Stallings, Blues Band, Dennis Fisher, Lee Jeffers, and Sheila Ross, Tommy the Man Van, you just heard, and our good buddy from Frederick County, Frederick, Maryland, coming down by way of New York, Miss Justine. Justine is, again, worth – we've got individual acts, Mark, that are worth the price of admission by and in and of themselves. Well, and, of course, the Gumption Records Band.
Of course the Gumption Records Band. Yes, indeed. Do you have any of her music with you in this – did you have some of that with
Justine?
You?
Justine? Mm-hmm. Justine's never made a record with us. She's just been one who's come along and performed with us. In fact, she most recently had been – she was down at the Lyric in a show called Girls Night Out. She's been doing that kind of a thing. She's a Broadway-ish singer, but also an R&B and a rocker.
Well, let's
loves to sing blues, too.
That's good. That's going to be a good Saturday night. 410-319-8888. Mary, you're on the air.
Hey, Mary.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to make this comment. If teachers like Mr. Duggan were still around today, children will be kicking the doors down to go to school. I love the years I was in Mr. Duggan class. I am so grateful for his teaching.
God bless you.
Now that he's making party, I'm going to be there to party with you.
Come on. You got that number, 410-938-8411. Call us in, girl.
Yes, sir. Because I remember being down at the Royal Theater.
Yes.
My mother took me to see James Brown.
Hello.
I saw Jackie Moms Mabley.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Moms Mabley.
Yeah. And Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
And the Bluebell. Oh. And I had to be about 8, 9 years old at that time. Where your mother go, you went too.
Hello.
And you could have went to the Royal Theater.
That's
so
right.
I just like, thank you there on memory lane. Okay. And I'm going to pull you up and stuck and jitterbug with you now that I'm grown.
All right, girl. We'll see you Saturday night. And it won't be at the movies.
She couldn't dance with you in high school, but she can dance with you now.
That's right. Yeah, so we've got coming up next something out of the Blue Lights, I hope.
Oh, no. Blue Lights?
Yeah, that's them and me.
Sometimes the most complicated things can be boiled down to just a few words. In 1967, my friend Martin Hepburn came to us and brought a song that Corey Brooks updated in the 21st century. We'd like to render it for you right now. It says simply, love.
Makes me
Shout and sing. Your love is my life.
Your love is my life.
That was Milton on that CD.
With my Blue Lights backing me.
That's right.
They made me feel good. In fact, we're going to jump right out of that if we could and go right into the Blue Light special featuring our fellow over here, Lou Law.
Mr. Louis Law.
I'm so lonely,
and you're not sure
just what to do.
I don't know what to do.
But if you listen to me, I think I can show you.
Come on and show me, boy,
that I can solve this problem for you.
Mm. See, that's about, that's from the Blue Lights.
That was you, Lewis Law.
And that's a Blue Lights
That was
special.
Me, but also, you don't forget, it's your good friend, Bob Bell.
Robert Bell, out of Baltimore, wrote that song for the Blue Lights.
Not
and
Judge
he
Bell.
Called it, not the judge, but Robert C. Bell III.
Okay, just
the
check.
Judge of music. In fact, we need to get that judge right here on Friday, I mean Saturday night, to come on out with us. No, he's been to our fairs.
I'm sure he has. Oh, yeah.
So that comes from that. the last two cuts of music we'll do will feature the Blue Lights, but right now you wanted to.
Let's get a call and then we'll jump into that.
Too. Yes.
410-319-8888. Chris in Owings Mill, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Well, welcome.
Hello to your guest. What's your name again, sir?
Milton Duggar.
Well, Milton, Mr. Duggar, you know, I just this Thanksgiving season, you know, I'm thankful for you and the music that you created back way back when.
Thank you.
I'm 26 years old, and the music that I grew up listening to, the hip-hop that I listened to in the 90s, a lot of that music contains samples from some of the records that you guys recorded way back when, like artists like the RZA, artists like Jay Dilla, who took some of the breaks and you know some of the violins that you guys use and use it in some of their music, you know, and that just you know I'm appreciative of you guys, you know, for influencing our music.
Well, thank you.
And to a comment that that you made earlier, Mark,
yes,
about the lyrics that are used today.
Yes.
I think you may have talked about it again later, but you said that, you know, back then the music, the lyrics that they used, it was about love, you know, between a man and a woman, not so much about the lust side of the relationship. And then today's music is more of that side than the love.
Mm-hmm.
I think today's culture is reflective of those lyrics, you know, and just as the caller, I can't remember her name, but she said back then we need to go back to how it was back because it was more love and more, you know, community, you know. And today you see less of it, you know. So I think it's, you know, it's just reflective of.
I agree with you.
Is, you know, the lyrics that are used now. Yep. So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you and, you know, keep making that good soul music, you know.
Thanks, Chris. You know, you can come on out. We have no age barrier for this affair on Saturday. If you want to come out and hear and see this as it really is done, come on over. 410-938-8411 is the call to join us on Saturday night. Get a table full of friends and come on out.
Chris, thanks so much for the call. Chris, I think what you said was very wise and very real. I mean, I think
and
not all, and I'm not going to, and I would never paint a broad brush stroke about all of rap, all of hip hop music, that all of hip hop culture. We're talking about, especially that genre that's been pushed by the labels to make money.
Yes.
And we also have to remember that 90% of all that music is bought by white kids in the suburbs, not by black children in the cities of our country.
Tell the truth, Mark.
I try to. And it does reflect the time. The music of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s reflected a moment of hope.
Yes.
And changing a world and moving to something new.
That's
it's also a hope that infected most of white America.
Yes.
Who embraced soul music and embraced all that from Elvis Presley on.
Yes.
You know, and so it was. And I think that there's a huge difference. The music does reflect the time.
It even got you to go down to Cars and Sparrows Beach back in the day.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
Out there, Little Richard.
That's right. Cars Beach. That's right.
Well, we'd like to touch
That's the only
upon
beach you go to, right?
A couple of, you know, in 2007, we released our Blue Lights in the Basement album. We finally got to it. And on it are two songs that we'd like to play just a little bit of.
Please.
Again. And the first one is a song that was written in 1937, 38. And part of what was called the Knickerbocker Holiday Broadway show. However, it was a flop.
The show was a flop.
The show was a big flop. And that's because they should have used this title song as the title of the play. And this is a song that's been recorded by many, many people. It's called September Song. And this is a little different version.
Who's singing this?
The Blue Lights.
The Blue Lights.
Waiting game. There's some guy in the front of it.
If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came.
Play more if you only have a couple minutes left.
I know that, but that's a sound. And that was recorded at Basement Floor Recordings right over in Dundalk in a basement studio. And that all that music was made.
Dundalk.
That's Dennis Fisher playing the piano there. That's Paul Johns' horn arrangement on that. That's the engineer, Tim Miskimen's strings on that, and the wonderful voices of the Blue Lights, and the lead on that is the late, great Lee Gordon. And we had a great time doing that. My stepmother, who passed away last Thanksgiving morning, would have me, seriously, Mark, have me play that song for her when she get in my car.
That's great.
I said, "You got to be kidding." She said, "Junior, I love it." And the last thing she told me, and she died the weekend, Thanksgiving last year, and she told me that weekend, the last thing she said was, "Go break a leg, you guys have a good show." And we did that in her honor. So that's a good tune for us. And we want folks to come on out and hear that one and others by the Blue Lights. By Lady A, Charles Big Daddy Stallings and the Blues Band, Dennis Fisher, Lee Jefferson, Sheila Ross. We want them to hear Tommy, the man Van, and we want them to meet and greet Justine and hear the amazing music of the Gumption Records.
And the number again is
410-938-8311. And this thing is called Come Over.
And we'll see you Saturday night.
Thank you, sir.
Milton's time of year again. Milton Duggar, pleasure to meet you, Lewis Law. Good to have you in the studio. Milton Duggar, my good friend, good to have you here,
brother. Thank you so much, Mark. We want you there Saturday night.
All right, I hear you.
We don't want to have to send the police.
The police, huh? The police. Mid-Atlantic, support for WEAA is provided by Mid-Atlantic Neurosurgical Associates, MANA, a center dedicated to those who suffer from brain, spine, and pain disorders. With 3 Baltimore locations, MANA's team of pain management physicians and surgeons provide a wide range of sensitive and compassionate treatment options to improve the health and well-being of its patients. For more information online, manapaincenter.com or 410-601-8314. This music will cure some pain, too. Right back.
All right, baby, come over tonight. Baby, come over.